Well, I've been around coffee for a while, just, you know, obviously working as a barista for coming up now almost 16 years since I started, you know, in the coffee industry. And probably about 3.5 years just researching about, you know, roasting and green beans and crops and different processing method. And through then I got a job in one of the roasters local in Perth.
Tell me a bit about what's going on here. You've got the beans that are cooling down in this machine?
Yep, so basically what happens here, we roast on a UG22 vintage Probat. So that's it's one of the old traditional machines. It's a drum roaster.
You can just tell by looking at the beans.
Everything we do here is pretty much all manual, so there's no automatic roasting. It's pretty much we set the profile, we have a preference curve that we go by. With the roasting, it's temp versus time, so we're going to make sure we achieve those temperatures within those time and the right rate of rise, which is commonly known as ROR, and we're trying to achieve that within a certain rate of rise depending on the sections of the roasting, and then where we take it right through the cracks, nice and slow. And then we focus on the right colour and the right temp and trying to achieve the profile according to our preference curve.
Now, when you say preference curve, you mean the ideal sort of flavour for the bean?
Yeah, so basically everything has its own profile, depending on what origin goes in, the colour, what we're trying to achieve, and the flavour profile. Then, therefore, we test roast those origins and then we achieve what we need to achieve. So then, therefore, we have that as preference curve, and then that's a mapping curve. And then we do a charge temp, which is the temp before the beans go. We put the greens in. Yeah. And once we put the greens in, it has a live curve, which is we monitor exhaust temp and bean temp. And we make sure those are travelling on the same curve, which is our preference curve, which is called the perfect roast, which we go by. And then we make sure that we try and achieve the same outcome for each blend.
What kind of flavours are in that perfect roast? What are you looking for?
Oh, just a nice caramelisation, sort of be creamy, buttery, chocolatey. All depends on each origin and each processes, because everything has different flavour and cupping profile. And everything we use here is high in score and screen size. And what I mean by that is all our beans are controlled and the crop from year to date. And we're trying to get everything as fresh and used within a 12-month period of the harvest time.
Is there a lot of pressure in this job with getting it perfectly right, getting that perfect roast?
Yes, in West Australia, yeah, having the humidity working against us all the time. And then, so that's really, really hot conditions. And obviously, your ambient temp's different, so it makes it hard for us to control our temperatures. So then that's why we choose to have 10-stage gas. So our gas is controlled by from zero right to 10, and it gives us more variable to work around with. We don't muck around too much with exhaust temp.
Do you think people, when they get their cup of coffee in the morning, realise how much work goes into it behind those beans?
No, I don't think so. I think that's why there's a lot of roasters popping up, because it seems like an easy job. I think once they get behind, they understand how hard and technical it is, and yeah.
And what beans do we have here?
This one here, we've got Cartel, so one of our favourite and pretty much our famous blends. And yeah, so we punch quite a few kilos of that out each week.
And tell me about what you've got over here. Are these all the different varieties that they're raw? And
yep, so these are raw. So basically just they're greens, they're green variety that we use from each origin. So we deal with about 25 origin, that's our standards, what we use on week in, week out throughout the year. And obviously we've got your Swiss water decaf, and then we've got all the specialty over there, which is all your Microlot stuff, which is all limited, you know, it's only a small batch you can get a hold of that, and they're quite pricey in kilo wise to purchase.
And the different varieties, I mean, people can come in and for different businesses and make their own blend.
Yeah, so basically we've got Indian Robusta there. Obviously that's the only Robusta we use. We find the consistency is good in that. And then you've got your Brazil, which is our main most of the blend have Brazil, and the percentage of that, and plus Mexican and so on. So yeah, each one plays a different part in the blend depending on what we're trying to achieve for that particular blend, and you know, obviously the tasting profile.
And what do you love about the job? I mean, obviously you're passionate about coffee, number one. It's a pretty physical job though.
It's a physical job, but I guess it's challenging, you know, and I enjoy coffee, and I guess the thing I enjoy the most is a free cup of coffee in the morning, I think.
And you do nerd out a bit about, you know, you've got your graphs up on the screen over there and you're monitoring the beans constantly. Is it a bit of a difficult process?
It is challenging at times. It all depends. Obviously, our gas comes from the mains, and not knowing, you know, what the local business are going to do and how much gas they're going to draw and what time of the year. And we certainly feel, you know, it is challenging around Christmas time. You know, you've got the hot weather, and then obviously you've got other people using gas. You know, there's a small goods company around here. So then therefore makes our gas is pretty unpredictable at this time, sometime of the year. But, you know, like anything, you know, you got to learn your tools, and you got to do what you can do and do your best.
And these beans, what are they? Just describe what they look like when they're not roasted. They're not the brown sort of coffee beans you usually see. They're sort of green.
No, they're green, yeah. So they can range from green to, you know, yellowish. It all depends on the processes. But majority that we do, we tend to focus on, you know, the moisture being around pretty much at 10% to 12%. So everything is controlled really strictly. And we actually pre-book our greens 12 months in advance. So therefore, we guarantee what goes into our blends same year in, year out, week in, week out.
How much coffee would you roast in a day?
I like to say the exact numbers. We push up a few tonnes a week. Yeah, a few tonnes. And we put in 22 kilogram greens input and we land them 18 and a half at a time and trying to achieve a few tonnes.
Big job.
Yeah, a few numbers from 18 kilogram at a time. But yeah, it's enjoyable.